This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I'm very I'm very proud. See, this is the thing. No, I've had nothing to drink. I had a glass of wine, perhaps two. And as a result of that, I really do believe it was on purpose that I was asked by Frank Gray, Margaret Gray, and Mr. Henry acquiesced to do the pre-show, which is what I'm doing today. But I feel it was done on purpose because I sound a little bit bagged, like I'm a little bit gassed or gas bagged. But nonetheless, on today's show, you'll see Ms. Gray attempt to sing different versions of the national anthem. Also on the video cast, which I recommend, I take on Margaret Gray one-on-one. When I talk to her, she's on, she's promoting, and I also come on the video and I say, you know what, you ain't all that. And she says, why don't I pound it? Get a load of this. She actually said this, and I had Jim Nugent, who works in my office. You write down? Jim wrote down, she told me to pound it sideways, up, left, till there's a trickle of blood. You ready for that? I got nervous. I just got nervous again. Are you ready for that? So, I've had my suspicions about Ms. Gray. And, oh, I know why. She told me to pound it sideways because she went, the full butch effect was in effect. When she went, I only have to rely on me. She went into the whole butch. No, I heard it, Jim. No. I heard it. Get lost. One of the interns, the guys that come around and intern at my practice. No, I heard her do it. And, oh, here she.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Yes, you are. I heard you mention the fact that I went butch. Is that it?
Miss Gray, I'm a doctor, and you have to...
Yeah. How's that feel, huh?
Ow.
I never touched you.
Ow, well, it hurts.
I never touched him. I pretended like I was going to punch him in the nuts.
Well, it felt like you did. It could be psychosomatic, but it did. And it did, in fact, feel like it did. Take a note of that, Jim.
Who's Jim?
My intern.
Oh, knock it off.
Margaret, you could get in big trouble for punching it right in its nuts.
Frank, why do you refer to Dr. Jim Sadler as an it?
I didn't call it anything like that. I said you... What do you mean, an it?
Never mind, Frank. Something else to explore, folks.
Here he goes again, talking about me like I'm not even here. Jesus H. It's a good thing he's a beautiful woman and that I love putting it to him every night. Because if he wasn't so gorgeous and didn't have such a big, beautiful ass, I wouldn't have anything to do with him.
Frank, you're such a loser. I love you so much.
Thank you very much.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but you... God damn, you hit me right in the ball bag.
I never touched you, Dr. Sadler.
So you're saying the pain that I felt was entirely psychosomatic.
I don't know what is wrong with you, but that could very well be the case.
What is that supposed to mean, you don't know what's wrong with me?
Because I don't know what's wrong with you. You talk with a lisp. You look like 800 yards of weird ass. What's with the bangs?
It's how I cut my... Oh, man, it's how I cut my hair.
Well, may I make a suggestion? I don't know how much you spend on haircuts, but there's a gardener down here.
With sheep shears.
With sheep shears.
Uh-huh, yeah. You know something, Ms. Gray? You don't always look your best.
Watch it.
No, I'm just going to say, there are days when you look like something that the cat left right on the mat. Uh-oh. I'm gone.
He ran.
That's it, Sadler. Keep on running. Man, look at her go.
Ha, 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 yeah. Who did that?
I did.
Dickman's, he was standing right behind you. Anyway, folks,
I'm the host of the pre-show.
Not anymore, you're not. Anyway, folks, stay tuned for a great show featuring me, or should I say me, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is our pre-show. Margaret out.